welcome to looking back at Gawler's history through the files of the Bunyip. And we have the ghost today, the north wind, accompanying us. So you might hear a bit of wind noise in the background. So I'm here down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, with Kay once again. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Always good to be here.
It is. With the wind.
And the ghost. And Liz and Jill in the background.
Yes, Liz and Jill are hard at work in the background, and they've just raved. Raved a hello. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Murray Street. Our local readers will be glad to learn that owing to Mr. Duffield's considerate action in the Legislative Council, Murray Street is at length to be treated by the government as what in reality it namely is, part of the Great North Road. For years we have argued that this street, the only direct pass into the north from the metropolis, ought to be on the schedule of main roads, and that what is worn and used up by the colony in so peculiar a manner ought to be maintained by the colony and not by a few hundred ratepayers of the town through which such main road passes.
Quite rightly.
It was only a few years ago it was actually handed back to Gawler Council.
Well, it would have been handed back, I suppose, once the bypass...
It's no longer the main thoroughfare. And I think by that stage Gawler Council wanted it back.
So they could maintain it.
Because state government, it wasn't high on their priorities.
And that's parking and things like that as well that's better managed by council. Yes. I mean, you look at Murray Street now and you look at these photos that are up on the wall, and there's four of them that I'm looking at that show Murray Street. Mm. And it looks so wide in those photographs, and yet you walk through, look at it now, and it seems so narrow, and it hasn't changed.
No.
The footpath's still the same.
Parking makes such a difference.
Yeah, and of course they've got the islands or the pedestrian refuges, which are really good. I use them all the time now. So.
Yes, they absolutely made a big difference to safety.
Yeah, it's very good. So,
Gawler's.
Yeah, so here we go. 100 years ago, tight money. Our Australian money market is tight because there has been too much of it about. And it is imperative to sober up a little. I don't think you could have too much money.
No. I never knew that was a problem.
100 years ago, so that's 1924.
Post-war boom. I think it was an early 20s boom.
And then we had the Depression. Great Depression.
Yes.
5 years later. Banks have been advancing money to finance trade and commerce. Governments have been borrowing millions and spending them without thought of the morrow. The Commonwealth has not yet got over the riotous debauch of war money and payments under the pensions, repatriations scheme, etc. The note issue was inflated to proportions hitherto thought unthinkable. This money is hard to come by, and its effect in some directions is to reduce the amount of trade and thus make the problem more critical, if anything. Yeah, that's interesting because it just got tighter and tighter after that, didn't it?
Yeah, but it was prophetic because the debt crisis, one of the causes of the Great Depression, was over debt. Too much debt. It was
too much lending money.
Yeah. And there wasn't the ability to repay.
Yep.
And we're in sort of a similar situation now.
And then, my grandfather lost everything when the bank foreclosed on him.
Same happened to my grandparents. Yeah. Of course, back then when the banks foreclosed, they got nothing back at all. It didn't matter if the house was nearly paid off. The bank foreclosed and took the lot.
Took the lot,
And they lost everything. So I think that has changed now, thankfully. And I think people do get, what they've paid.
Yeah, they get their equity back.
But they didn't back then.
No.
They got nothing. No. So it was really, really grim. So, 50 years ago, country or city? Your say. The future of Gawler is now more than ever dependent on planning and development decisions made on a local government level. And because council decisions are aimed at reflecting the views of the ratepayers, the Bunyip this week launches a survey to determine residents' thinking on a wide range of issues. It is the first time such a comprehensive local government survey has been conducted by a newspaper in South Australia. But because of Gawler's peculiar rural city situation and the current interest being shown in council, it is felt the survey could be invaluable. Results will be given to Gawler Town Council for use in town planning decisions. And hopefully we'll get to hear the outcome of that in a few weeks' time in looking back, because I'm sure the person doing it will keep us...
Oh, yes. Once they pick up a thread, they keep going, don't they?
They do, yes.
25 years ago, our flag bearers in East Timor. Defence Forces personnel from the Gawler area are among the Australian Ned Force sent to restore peace in East Timor. And a number of local families are holding their breath as the disaster in the troubled province continues to worsen. Among our local sons who arrived in East Timor last week are Simon Bryant, Tim Coston, Grant Launer, Tasman Richard and Ivan Cope.
I didn't know there were local boys that went over there.
Well, I guess they were probably part of the services they would have been, wouldn't they?
Yeah, the force that was sent there.
I do know a policeman that was sent there as part of training locals to be police. It was pretty hard going for them.
Justin sent a staff member over there at one stage a few years later doing research for, and he was with a truck.
Oh wow!
That was up on the border getting fired at from across the border.
Oh my goodness!
And they saw someone in a field with something long.
Yeah.
And so they got him in their sights and looked, and said, it's a farmer hoeing his field. It's a hoe. But they.
Yeah, they were that nervous.
But they also didn't just fire. They confirmed, and on confirming, they realised it wasn't him that was firing at them. It was coming from across the border because they were on the border. So, yes, it was a dangerous machine, but they needed to be there. They did. So, 10 years ago, Tigers take title. Gawler Central claimed the ultimate prize, the 2014 Barossa Light and Gawler Football Association Premiership, defeating a courageous South Gawler by 34 points in the grand final. A stellar last quarter effort saw the Tigers run away with the win, which comes in the club's 125th anniversary year to secure their first A-grade flag since 2001. Coach Damien Hrzic calmed his side down at half-time after they trailed by 7 points and implored his charges just to go back to basics. At the final break, the Tigers had pushed ahead by 11 points. With the pain of last year's grand final loss still burning, the Tigers surged to kick the first 5 goals of the term and wrote their names into the history books. Some more dramatic sports journalism
probably
there.
Probably written by Robert Laidlaw.
Probably is.
Maybe. No, it was 10 years ago. Robert had moved on by then, hadn't he?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I don't think it was. I think it was the other young sports journalist, the one that became editor 10 years ago.
Yeah, I lost track of them.
Yes, I did, sort of.
It's been a bit of a Rundle Street thing. turnover thing, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, so that's it for this week, then.
That is indeed. Until next week, Kate.
Until then, we'll speak then, Jeanette.
Yes. For old lang syne.